little solo episode update for the summer of 2025. Thank you guys, as always, for coming and listening to the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast. This is a little bookkeeping, some other thoughts, some reflection, and what I have learned recording over 600 Washed Up Walk-On podcasts. Glad you're here. Let's have a day. Let's go. Sometimes you just have to click record and start the podcast. That is today's scenario. I wish that when I did the solo episodes, I was better. I look up to guys like Tim Ferriss and Andrew Huberman and some other people who do solo podcasts. They speak with such fluidity. There's no ums and uhs and pauses. And that's just not me, as you guys know, who have been listening for a very long time. There's plenty of ums and uhs and filler words. We'll try to do our best today on this show. I do think I've gotten better at that. 600 plus episodes has provided me the opportunity to try and be better at some things. There was at some point I started to look at this as more of a profession and tried to advance myself and my skills in such way. But nonetheless, it's tough. I'm not 100% built for this. And after 600 episodes, I'd like to think that I'm just a little bit more fortified. We'll give it a run today. This episode, welcome in to the Washed Up Walk-Ons, by the way, is, if you haven't already figured it out, a solo sort of State of the Union, State of the Summer address. There's nothing major happening in the world of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. This is just a slow time of year, a slow season. Everybody knows that. We are deep in the... Gosh, I don't even know how to describe it. The dry, nothing going on part of the year when it comes to the content that we talk about. This show obviously is a all-around Hawkeye podcast. We like to talk about basketball, hopefully do some more basketball stuff going forward as part of the brand. Get some other people to do that maybe. Talk about all kinds of different Hawkeye sports, Hawks in the NFL. It's not just a strictly Hawkeye Iowa Hawkeye football podcast. You guys know that, but that is the main niche. That is the main storyline of this show. And relative to that timeline, we are past spring ball. Spring ball hype has died down. The guys are, I have to imagine the guys are done with school. They're probably on their summer break right now. And they're about to go into the big phase of summer. Lots of conditioning, running, lifting, football-specific skills and drills. All of that's going to start up here in a little bit. But as far as us, the guys who just talk on microphones, it's just not a lot going on until about the time that camp rolls around, Big Ten media days, all that stuff. So as you guys know who have been around the last 2 or 3 years, I can't remember if we started this in 22 or 23, but this is how it's gone the last few seasons, is we will be shifting as of this episode to a once weekly podcast for the summer for about 8 to 9 weeks, basically the months of June and July. Reason being is the guys who, I mean, it's pretty simple, right? There's nothing happening that we're going to talk about. We don't get any press conferences. Nothing new happens with the actual guys on the team. The guests that we can bring on, former teammates, guys in the NFL, coaches. We've actually been able to get some of the coaches on the last couple summers. I hope to do that as well. Maybe a couple of the staff. I'd love to have Tyler Barnes on, maybe Ben Hansen this summer. But the guys in the NFL, they are in peak, they had some spring OTAs, stuff like that. They're taking their vacations. They are sort of soaking up the last few months, last 2 months before they go heavy back into their season. The guys who just got drafted, as many as of them that we could get, we got. They are focused on trying to make a career, and then everybody else that we tried and want to get this off season, we've already sort of covered. So we'll get guys as much as we can. The goal is still to have one great guest episode every Monday, but it might just be Friendship Podcast for those who know what that is. Moving forward, who knows? This is the time of year where we always get those fun messages and stuff that the podcast is washed. Like the washed up walk-ons are officially washed. They're irrelevant. The podcast is dying. One episode per week. Oh, you guys are going downhill. The show's about to end. You guys should just hang it up. I love those comments. That will happen at some point. Fully prepared for that. It's not going to happen this year, barring catastrophic events. But yeah, this is just sort of the initiation of that summer schedule. So don't be alarmed when you don't get that Thursday episode from here on out. For those that are on the Patreon, still going to get that weekly extra that me and G-Bone pump out. The old taglines, kind of just your current event, comedy, sports, general sports podcast. I think we do a really good job over there. It's fun to sit down with G-Bone once a week. Him and I are obviously very different, have different perspectives on things, and I think it makes for a good show. Along with all the other stuff that you get on the Patreon, the ad-free listening, the merch discounts, the Discord access, donating to the kids is the big one. Obviously, that I feel like is worth it more than anything. And then that Patreon and the Discord and all that stuff really ramps up as we get closer to the season. We're more involved over there. There's more stuff. There's more merch. All those things. And obviously, it's the back half of the year, so we're making a big push to get people to join the army so that we can continue to grow that donation for our yearly gift fund, our yearly Santa fund for the kids, which is always fun. And we appreciate everybody who joins us and does that stuff. Other than that, I kind of want to just take some time to use this as a time to reflect. I think it's a good moment. Specifically with the recent news, and I don't know how many of you know this because he's not on social media anymore and he hasn't really been on the show lately, other than the Carl Davis episode. He popped on a little bit. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Carl. Unbelievable guy, just a character. But Drake's engaged. Drake is going to be married here, I don't know, next year sometime, whenever they figure that out. And that is something that we, not only as a friend group, but then we've taken it to the podcast, to the radio waves. What the fuck, radio waves? The airwaves. We've taken it to you guys, to this show publicly for years. We've told Drake that eventually he's going to want to have kids. He's going to want to have a family, get married. He's denied it forever. He's a guy that lives life on his own path, is I guess the easiest way to describe that. And the guy's engaged, and that's cool and stuff. He is the last of the Benton household, the Benton boys that we always talk about, to be engaged, to get married, which is kind of closes the chapter on that time in Iowa City and us as single guys living in college. We are extremely far away from that time, it feels like now. It's funny to sit back. I'm going to talk about some of the things that I think I've learned in this almost seven years of podcasting. That's kind of going to be the title of this episode. Like, hey, what have I learned in 600 plus episodes of doing a podcast? It's really what I've learned in more than 1,000 episodes, because when you count the press review shows that we started last year with Ike Holt and the 5-10-5s with Coach Justin Lima, and you go back to all the episodes that we've recorded on the Patreon, all the way back to Dickhead Tuesday with me and Drake doing the weekly extras, and now me and G-Bone. Drake and G-Bone were doing Drake and Gary Friday for a while. I have another podcast that I do that no one really knows about that I've done over 200 episodes on. I'm recording this as of this morning. My wife is 40 weeks and 2 days pregnant. So we're quite literally on a ticking clock. That's another reason why we're recording this episode today, is simply because basically for the last week to week and a half, I haven't wanted to schedule guests because I just haven't been able to commit to actually being there. Didn't know when we were going to have this kid. Didn't think we were going to still be pregnant at this exact hour and time of day. And I don't know. I mean, it's literally going to happen. We're going in for the appointment today. So, I mean, induction could be scheduled. And I just don't know when we're going to be able to record this. And I need to get something out. So, but I say that because I'm about to be a father of two, not just one, but two. Stoked, absolutely stoked for that. Kevin's now been married for almost a year, and I'm sure in the next couple of years we'll be starting a family. Drake, as I said, engaged. All the way from us three, just bro talking, locker room. I mean, we still cuss, but like the early episodes of the show were just a different experience for those that were around. And it just feels like we've come a long way. You know, Kevin's the CEO of Striker now. Unbelievable what you can do in 7 or 8 years. Drake's, you know, doing amateur MMA fighting. I run a podcast. Like, it's just funny. We've grown a lot as individuals, and I guess we're adults now. Weird to say, doesn't feel like it. Don't really want to be an adult, but I do think that those who have been around for the long haul could probably notice some, even just through listening to us, not even knowing us personally, but you guys probably notice a difference, a change in who we are, how we, you know, how good we do this thing called podcasting and how well of a, you know, the quality of the production of show that we put out, but also just how we talk about certain subjects, how we carry ourselves, hopefully in how I speak. I think I'm a little bit better at talking and managing a conversation than I was in 2018. I just looked it up. We recorded the first episode of this podcast on September 30th of 2018. And so in 3 months, 4 months, this will be 7 years that we've been doing this. And it's just wild. You know, we've added Gary to the mix, which was somehow a seamless transition as Drake sort of took a step back, and somehow I've been able to keep Kevin doing this thing. It's all just weird. And there has been some fun things that have transpired and things that we've learned over the course of this time. And so, not that you need life advice or some perspective on this Monday or whenever you're listening to this from me, Tyler Kluver, because, and this is actually one of the points that I put down here, because I don't matter. I'm not important. Certainly not as important as I once thought I was, which has always been a problem for me. But I thought it'd be fun to look back and just talk about, I put down five sort of grander concepts that I think I've learned or that have been reinforced over the 600 plus episodes of the Washed Up Walk On. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. Many of you are going to be like, this episode fucking sucks. I don't know why you threw in this throwaway episode. And that's okay. That's okay. If you're leaving now, give us a like on the YouTube, subscribe, really trying to grow the YouTube and you know, even 7 years deep, we're going to have a brand new feature of the show this year, which is going to be live shows. I'm super excited for that. Sundays and Wednesday nights, we will record live our game recaps and game previews. And so everybody will be able to join in on those. And those could get rowdy. And I imagine with the fan interaction, it's going to be a lot more fun and involved. And that'll be mainly a function of our YouTube channel. The video aspect of that will be much more important than it has in the past for a very long time. I would say all the way up until about this time last year, we didn't even really give a shit about the YouTube. We just put them up because why not? We got the video file. We'll put it out. But we've really focused on that since we brought on Gary. That has helped a lot as well. And we've, you know, just in the last couple of years, we've grown the YouTube from 500 or 1,000 subscribers up to 4,000, working on 5,000 now. So we'd love to keep growing that thing and make it part of the output here. And again, the real realization of this is when we do these sort of look back things for me, is it's just an unbelievable opportunity to do this. I have my hand in several cookie jars as far as how I make a living and income. Adding one, by the way, if anybody needs their yard mowed, landscaping, yard cleanup, Kluver Lawn and Landscape. It's not a bullshit thing. Like, it's a legitimate company that my brothers and I are starting. Hit me up, DM, or hit up kluverlawncare@gmail.com. We can get you straight. But this is one of the things I get to do for income. You guys know I do the personal training stuff, the nutrition coaching, fitness programming, all that. I still do long snapping private sessions, all the things. But the fact that podcasting is part of what I do professionally is certainly not something I ever planned on doing. And for you guys, the fans who continue to show up and enjoy this stuff and make it what it is, can't thank you enough. It's one of the most fun things on earth, it feels like. The first thing, and this is one of the more, you know, this is like one of those cliche things, but it just is, it is what it is consistency is everything. There was a time early on in this show, I think it was the first off season, where I didn't know, none of us knew anything, but Drake being Drake really helped in this specific instance. It's like this, you know, the January, February time period of 2019 after the first season of us podcasting, and we're going into the off season, and I was like, yeah, we'll do like one episode every 2 weeks or one episode a week. And Drake was like, in pure Drake fashion, he's like, fuck that, we're doing two a week, we're gonna pump these suckers out. Funny from him now being the one who doesn't want to be a part of it anymore for a multitude of reasons, but back then he was like, no, we're gonna pump this thing, if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it. And it was good to have him and a guy like that at our side, because who knows? Like, maybe this thing wouldn't have been as consistent or as foot on the gas from the jump without Drake. Certainly, in no way, shape, or form or fashion am I taking 100% credit for the success of this thing, gaining life and staying on its legs the last 7 years. I have a minority percentage in the credit to take for that. And that's just one example of how Drake helped push this thing forward. But consistency really is key. I know that, of course, from the health and fitness side of what I do. I think everybody sort of understands that the more consistent you are with diet and working out, the better your health is. And the podcast world is no different. If you consider the life of this podcast, its health, how fit it is, the more consistently we feed that and we tend to it, the better it seems to be. I mean, it makes sense from a listener fan standpoint. You guys are naturally going to expect or desire a consistent schedule. You want days and times where you know an episode's going to come out. You want times of the year when you know what sort of content you're going to be getting, all these sorts of things. And it's been fun to sort of put ourselves up in a superficial, not real competition, but sort of comparison to other podcasts in the space. There have been plenty that pop up in the Iowa ecosystem. I mention pretty frequently the Iowa Everywhere Network and what Chris Hassel, Chris Williams, and some of those other guys are doing. I know Lystico and Doctorman have an elite show that they do, Legends and Listeners, over there. And that is a network that's built on legitimate infrastructure. Guys who have been doing it for a very long time do it consistently. It is part of their job. And other than them, there aren't a lot of shows that front to back, January to December, every single calendar year for the last decade or almost a decade, pumping out shows as consistently as we are. You know, I think Ike Holt and other guys who do it in the space, they'll do it during the season, but then it trails off in this time of year, or during basketball, they'll put out one every once in a while to talk about the hoops teams. But as far as shows go, I mean, you know, all the way back to like what J-Bo was doing. J-Bo had his own podcast that lived for a couple years. Some of the other basketball players have had some podcasts that like come out and then you never see another episode. And I'm not saying I'm trying to bring light to how hard it is and the grace that some of those shows should have, because it is not easy to just consistently step up every week and be like, all right, we got to do another show. I think that a lot of those shows are better than ours. If you look just purely, you know, one episode to one episode, the production value, the, you know, the quality of conversation, whatever it may be. But what we have almost over almost everybody is like, we just won't fucking go away. We're the Jake Gervais of the fucking podcast world, baby. We won't die. I'll do this thing till the wheels fall off. I'm going to be here. We'll be here, right? The worst you're going to get is literally these next 8 weeks where we're just doing one show a week. And then you better buckle in, fasten the seatbelt, because we're back to four episodes a week during the season with the KF press reviews and the 5-10 fives. Consistency. Show up and continue to show up. And eventually, even if it takes you a while to become as good as your competitors or on the same level as the people in your space, you'll win by just having other people simply fall off. That's all it is. It's amazing. It's a point that I learned at Iowa, but has been drilled in even more over time doing this show. So that's something fun that we've learned. That's number one. Consistency is everything. The second one, another just cheesy as hell cliche, and I'm going to try to spin it a little bit because I found or heard a much better way of describing it recently. And it's like the whole chase your passion kind of thing. And that's great if you can chase your passion, right? And make it a financially sustainable thing. I'll tell you this though. I didn't know that podcasting or content creation around the Iowa Hawkeye football team was going to be my passion. I didn't do any of that coming at like in college, right? Had no experience doing it, had no education around doing it, and really didn't even have a desire to do it until we just decided to record this podcast. Once we started it, that ignited a fire. And so the way that I heard this sort of spun was, sure, chase your passion if you have a passion that leads to a nice clean way of like making money. Like if you just fucking love numbers and you're a CPA, you're just like, I just spreadsheets are my thing, man. I just love spreadsheets. Like then do that, right? Or if you're like you're into like the medical field and you want to be a doctor or you're a teacher, like there's a clear career path there. The better way of putting it, I think, is, and this is the way I heard it, is feed what gives you the most energy, or feed where your energy is taking you. And a little bit of the new lawn care, lawn and landscape venture that my brothers and I are going to go about here is a good example of that. I mentioned it. The lawn care thing kind of runs in the family, and we've always sort of done it as like a, not even a side hustle, just something that our family has done. But I think between the three of us, over the last few weeks of starting this thing, we realized like we kind of just are nerdy about lawn care, just in a weird way, right? It's giving us a lot of energy. Like the idea of owning our own business based around mowing and landscaping and all this stuff is for some reason very interesting and intriguing to us. And we like doing it. We like sitting down and writing out the business plan of how we're going to make this work. Like whatever is giving you energy, whatever you feel passionate to do and you don't feel forced doing, you should do that. And that is exactly how this thing, outside of Drake being like, yeah, we're going to put pedal to the metal here. That's why this thing started in the first place, is because our energy was, oh, we just want to talk ball. Let's just get on and have fun and like make this our once weekly or twice weekly check-in with each other. And we'll let other people listen. But this is mostly for us, right? The energy was, we have stories and experiences to tell and relive and have fun just hashing out. And we'd love to just sit down and do this regardless of if there's 10,000 listeners or 10. And it just so happened that other people enjoyed listening. And I'll tell you, over almost seven years, it has certainly become more of a job. In some ways, it has to if you're going to create a sustainable sort of financially viable plan around it. But at heart, this remains very much so a passion project. And when people ask about how it started or want to know like, oh, how did this all turn into what it is today? I started with, it was just a passion thing, like for fun. And I think that's a big reason for the success. And I don't know, I'm not some fucking career guru. Don't listen to me. But if you're somehow stuck in life and you're like, I just don't know what I'm doing. What I'm doing right now isn't doing it for me. You got to find, you know, what do you do in your free time that gives you energy, that gives you, passion? You want to get up and go do this. And then maybe try and drive your life towards that a little bit more. Certainly helped here. We had to go through a year or two there, specifically around the same time as COVID. So it was real lean there for a little bit of like, are we really going to chase this podcasting thing? But here we are. And glad we made that decision. Point number three, which is a twofold point here, is that the people matter. Simply put, a large reason for the success of this show is simply just been the fact that Kevin and me and Drake have just a ridiculous chemistry. And again, like it was literally just three guys who used to live together deciding to tell stories that maybe we shouldn't tell to the public, but it worked out. Our lack of professional technical skills required for a job like being on a microphone or even knowing how to order, set up, run the equipment was made up for in the fact that the conversation and the stories and the content was good enough to override some of the deficiencies we had. And, you know, the people mattering as far as doing something with good people. I think it goes for my wife too. One of the reasons why she enjoys her job as a teacher is some of the people that she teaches with. And that's been a theme over the years of her in education. And then when we brought on Grant, it was like, I think I quite honestly have not had, we've had complaints and criticisms over just about every single thing we've ever done on this show. People who don't like Kevin, people who don't like Drake, plenty of those. People who don't like me, it's probably somewhere in the middle between Kevin and Drake. People who don't like the things we've talked about, people who don't like the way we've run things, whatever it be. I haven't had a single fucking person say that they don't like Grant. And there's no strategy or good call clue on that one. We got lucky. He sent us an email in the, in the winter of 2022. It's about right around the time that we had our first kid, and was like, hey, you want someone to help you out with social media and yada yada, and you know, like take some work off your plate? And I was like, I don't know what this is going to turn into, but for some reason I responded, and damn, it feels like he's been part of the show the entire time. I mean, what a seamless transition we had with that guy coming in. I mean, he is unbelievable. And it, like I said, the people matter. Like, it's hard to replace Kevin or Grant or Drake. It really is. The second side of that, people mattering, is you guys. You guys, the people. Because without this, without you guys showing up and listening each week, and granted, there's going to be less of you that show up for this one, this thing is probably no longer happening. Passion would have held on for a while, us doing it, you know, just for the hell of it. But we probably ran its course if this was just a 7-year passion project of like us telling stories. Like, we would have ran out by now if you guys, the people, didn't continue to listen and help provide structure for the show. And the people, again, people mattering, that we bring on, the coaches, the ex-teammates, the other people in this Iowa space, you guys and them, the guests, are the people that matter the most. We are, we're more of like a conduit. We're like a vessel for this content that is not really based around us. It is a collective effort between all the parties. And again, like, thank you guys for being that other part. People matter, and I think for those listening out there who are our age or a little bit older, and are into their adult lives, you do realize that it's not what you know, it's who you know. Holy shit, does that ring true? I mean, there may not be a saying or a cliche that is more true on earth than it's not what you know, it's who you know. And certainly true in this venture. So that was number three. We've, for recap, by the way, consistency, chasing where your energy is, and people mattering. Number four is, I promise we'll be done here shortly. I promise. You can just quit the episode too if you don't want to listen to me just yap here. Number four, what I've learned in 600 plus episodes is that the world, pretty much in every way, outside of like maybe your very close friends and your family, is a what have you done for me lately kind of world. And I view this as a good thing. I think many of you who are here in the beginning would agree that, I hope you would agree, that I was less mature. Drake and Kevin also probably less mature. Maybe not Kevin. You guys probably, Kevin has stayed pretty reserved the entire time, although I do think he's probably matured behind the scenes more than you guys know. But Drake and I certainly were on air openly less mature in 2018 than we are now. And that came across. And certainly for me, I mean, just full out admitting, there was a time where, you know, you're in the uniform for 4 or 5 years and you're made to feel so damn important. You're an Iowa Hawkeye football player. Like you're special. You're one of the chosen few, right? It's what it feels like when you run out in front of 70,000 in Kinnick. Everywhere you go, you're on a charter bus. You got the team issued stuff, the names on the back of the jersey. And although in some ways, like, you know, the guys that do hold those positions are special, it's in a very superficial way. Like they happen to play some aspect of the game of football better than their peers for a few years. That's the reality of it. And because it's entertaining and there's a culture around it of like, it's entertainment and people watch, you get to be a part of something that is extremely inflated in the actual importance of it for several years. Times it by 100 when you're the fucking long snapper. I mean, are you kidding me? I was just you. I was basically you guys with some fucking geeky skill of throwing a ball 15 yards between my legs. Like it's actually so funny to think about it. And the first realization of this is right when you're done. I'm going to get to why this is relevant to the podcast too, but I'm sort of setting the stage here. The first realization of this is like you graduate, you know, roll it back to 2017. I think it was December 28th, 2017. We play our last game in Yankee Stadium. Again, holy shit, you're playing a football game in Yankee Stadium in the black and gold. Like, dude, you're so important. And then clock strikes zero. We win. We finally get a bowl win. We celebrate. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. I go outside the stadium. You walk out of the, you know, the little gated area that like the players get to exit out of, and you sign a few of your last autographs forever. The fans go home. Everybody drives home. Everybody goes back to their hotel or goes straight to their red eye flight home, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden it's just, who is it? Like what's left, right? I have no more practices left with the coaches and my teammates. I have no more games left. I'll never wear the jersey on my back again, officially. Name on the back of my jersey officially again. And it's just me and my fiance at the time and family. And that's who's left. And that's who cares. And then the winter break goes along. And sure, we were still training for the NFL, the pro day during that spring, but the team has moved on, right? They're now into spring ball and working with the guys that still have eligibility because that's who's going to win them games. Tyler Kluber doesn't matter at that point. Josie Jewell doesn't matter at that point. Kevin Ward. And, you know, guys like Josie, sure, he's enshrined forever in some small way. You know, his face is on the wall. I think at one point there was probably one of those big banners on the side of Kinnick was of Josie. But even now, Josie's worth to the Iowa football program is very small. Mine's even infinitesimally smaller. Kevin's as well. Drake as well. If one of us walked into that complex right now, into the locker room, there might be 10 guys who recognize who I am. And even past that, they're going to be like, what did he do? Like, and that's just because of this show. And when we started this show, part of it was reinforced. Part of it was, oh, we played football for Iowa. We have a platform. I make tweets about my experiences. It happened very fast. It was like I had, I don't know, 1,000 followers throughout college, just from high school or whatever. And then I made a couple semi-viral tweets within the Hawkeye community that people liked, right? I was sharing some insider experiences kind of that summer leading into the first season we weren't on the team. And all of a sudden I had like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 followers on Twitter. And then a week later, it's like, hey, should we record a podcast? And then a week later, 5,000 people are listening to this podcast. And the reinforcement was like, oh, dude, you're still important. Like, you're still special. And the reality is like, that's bullshit. Like, I'm not special. Even though I'd like to think I am. I was special for a minute, right? Like when we needed to punt the football, and I was the long snapper, I was special for about 12 seconds. But there's at that, you know, Subert took over. Another guy took the spot. I don't matter anymore. And people coming to listen to our show and following us on social media and giving us attention and like that, that's like a fake sort of facade of like, oh yeah, you do still matter. But in reality, like, again, what's being held up there or what is holding up that scenario is like the fact that it's the laundry, as people call it. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who would be like, oh no, dude, like we actually care about you, Kluve and Drake and Kev. Like it's been fun to get to know you guys a little bit. You guys share insight on your lives. Like we do care. And you do, right? To some extent, maybe more than some of our teammates, but like you guys don't wake up and think about us. Like it's everyone cares about themselves and their family and maybe a few close friends. And that's good. That's the way it should be. But early on when I was 23, you know, basically up until 25, 26, you know, for the first 3-4 years of the podcast, it was like very much so like, yeah, people listen to me because I'm important. I have something important to say. And it's like, it's just bullshit. It's not real. That's not true. And I don't think I'd want it to be that way. Like we're all the same. We're just humans on this earth. I happen to be doing this. You happen to be doing something else. Like it's not that serious. I am so grateful that you guys tune into this, but we create this experience together. And I used to think that I was much more in a leading role there. Probably Kevin and Drake's fault for making me do all the stuff. And so because I had my hand on a part of every single area of this operation, I had an inflated worth. But that was pretty much it. Like you will fade to black. Is the whole thing about like when you die, people will move on pretty quickly. Like they'll leave the funeral and they'll start talking about what they're going to eat for dinner that night. And once the last person that you know or you knew during your life dies, like it's quite likely that you, the memory of you, your existence and any worth that you have is fully gone from this earth. You guys are going to think I'm on some like Aaron Rodgers ayahuasca trip that like first, and that's the reason I'm like describing this shit, but it's like a legitimate realization over doing the podcast is like, and now it comes full circle. And again, podcast is staying around. We're just going to a once a week schedule. Don't worry. I plan on making it through like at least a decade with this thing. We got at least 3 years left. So don't worry. We got to get KF and Coach Doyle and Brian on and all that stuff. We got things to do around here, but there will come a time where this podcast fades to black. In fact, just this past week, I had not necessarily two podcasts that I follow, but people I follow who are a part of podcasts that have been going on for anywhere from like, I think there was one of them had been going for like 3 years. The other had been going for like 5 or 6. And I saw announcement posts on their Instagram. Like, yeah, it's time. The podcast is going to be done. We're moving on from this. And it was a good time. And it was like, damn, there's going to come a day for the washed up walk-ons like that. And we've joked about it a lot. But it's true. this thing will end at some point. And when it does, for those that are still around or still see us pop up on the YouTube or the podcast platforms here and there, when we stop putting out stuff, even if you still follow me on social media, follow Drake or follow Kevin, we will very, very quickly fade from most of Hawkeye fans' memories. Every once in a while, they'll talk about that 2017 fucking game. Like, who was that long snapper that caught that? He almost scored. Oh, yeah, it was that Kluver guy. I might get brought up in a sentence here and there in a Hawkeye fan's memory. Drake will be talked about for breaking his leg and the cool way that he exited the field on the cart. But, like, man, this show will end at some point, and it's not going to matter. No one's going to care. And that's a real, and I say all this, it's a little bit dramatic to say that that's a good thing. Like, the dissolution of ego around it, and the coming to grips with, like, this isn't everything. It's good. It's good. So consistency, chase your energy. The people matter. What have you done for me lately? The last one is that there has been some cool stuff that has happened with this show. Some things that I never thought would be real or true. You know, the flag that we made and the saying that Drake made popular at the beginning of the show, showing up on national television, Big E on Fox, Big Noon Kickoff, you know, Hawks by a million. We sell like 2,000 flags in a matter of a weekend. Us doing a meet and greet at Tin Roof in Indianapolis, where I think something like 500 plus people showed up and were signing autographs and taking pictures, and a meet and greet at the fucking at the Toolbox game versus Wisconsin the night before the actual Wisconsin game. Like, I could go down the list. Our like first or second year being invited down to Kansas City to do an iClub banquet, podcasting live. Half the guys were drunk on the golf course doing a podcast. Like, some of the shit that we've done is just outrageous. And some of the people that we've gotten on the show, Dallas Clark, Drew Tate, Ricky Stanzi. I mean, we're talking about legends, heroes of my life from 20 years ago and many of your lives. You know, folk legends in the black and gold coming on this show willingly and being like, yeah, man, let's talk about it. Let's just have a conversation. Like, dude, I'm just some kid from Marshalltown. I'm 5'10 and chubby, couldn't run a sprint to save my life, happened to be able to long snap a football, somehow got my foot in the door in Iowa City, and now I'm interviewing Dallas Clark for 2 hours on my show? Like, it's that kind of shit where you just can't sell yourself short on what you could possibly do. If, going back to the other point, you feed that energy, like, what could become of your efforts if you really gave it a full run? It's cool to look back and think about some of the stuff we've done like that. Very, very cool. I don't want to say it's like proof that you can do anything when you grow up, because let's be honest, there's some things set in place and some life experiences, some privileges that some people have over others. But, like, the reality is most of us are probably not reaching our potential in things that we want or could do. And sometimes the things that we've done with this show, this podcast, looking back on it, are kind of a smack in the face of, like, dude, look at this. Like, look how cool that is. So those are the five things. Don't sell yourself short. It's a what have you done for me now world. The people matter. Chase your energy. And consistency is everything. As you guys are listening to this, regardless of what happens today as I record it, I'm a father of two. So I'm in hibernation for the next week, week and a half, 2 weeks. We will have episodes out, like I said, every Monday. But I am adjusting to life as a father of two at this point. I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend last week and is, you know, heading into summer with good energy and all that stuff. We are just a couple months away from football, and this season is going to be very exciting. Again, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/washupwalkons for all those perks we talked about earlier. If you want to hear more of me and G-Bone over the course of this summer, you know, we'll continue with the exclusive merch designs and stuff over there, all the perks. And expect us to return twice weekly as we get closer to the season, somewhere around either the last month, the last week of July or the first week of August is my current plan. But yeah, that's it, man. Things that I've learned over 600 plus Washed Up Walk-Ons podcasts. The one that is probably the most important is that you guys are insane. Hawkeye fans are literally the best. There are some dummies out there, and I will not move from that opinion. You know, I'm always going to, you guys know, I'm always going to think that there's some dumb motherfuckers out there in sports fan bases. But the ones that are listening to this show, consuming this content, y'all are pretty cool. Pretty cool. We'll see you next week. Don't know with who, but we'll be there. Until then, peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.